It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and no touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in Cougar Sports Saturday on this rainy Saturday afternoon here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Last Saturday in
rainy
April.
Is putting it lightly. Driving on the freeway was terrifying.
Was it?
It wasn't for you?
I took, for some reason, I didn't take the freeway this time.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to go to my kids' basketball game, which was kind of that in-between from Murray and Salt Lake where I didn't go to the freeway to the game, and I just drove back roads. Anyway, that's beside the point. But, yes, it's not the greatest weather in this spring day closing out April, but April showers bring new May roster excitement for BYU basketball.
That is so true. What a fun week that BYU had. Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders, Ali Atiki did go into the portal, but then they also get a commitment from Brody Kozlowski, and he's our next guest. Let's go out to the phone line. Brody, do you hear us, man?
Yes, I do. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, thanks for joining us, man. We're stoked to have you. Let's just start with this. Why did you choose BYU?
Why I chose BYU was because of Coach Kevin Young. He's an amazing coach. He has a lot of experience. And then just the atmosphere, the fans, the support, and everything just all was the perfect fit for me.
Brody Kozlowski's on with us here on KSL News Radio. And, you know, Brody, you were initially signed with USC and Andy Enfield in L.A., but then Enfield goes to SMU. What was going through your mind in that moment where you're like, wow, the coach I thought I was going to play for, he's suddenly left, and now you got to kind of reevaluate your options?
Yeah, it was a stressful situation when it happened. I had to request my NIL release, and then once he left SMU, so I did a visit there. Checked it out and everything, but then I heard about Kevin Young, so that piqued my interest a lot, and then just went from there.
What was it about Kevin Young that just impressed you so much? Because this is a guy, like, yes, he's had tons of professional background, but not much in the college game. What impressed you, though?
Yeah, what impressed me a lot was when he got the job, like, the day after, he reached out to me. He was super genuine, super chill, such a great guy outside of basketball. And so I think that type of guy that he is and a family man just, like, piqued my interest and in how he brought his way towards me.
What was his selling point to you on how he would use you on the court?
Yeah, so he used me. He likes to push the ball a lot. He wants to play in transition, get the ball and go. So I think that's a main thing that my game is a part of. I like to push and transition and everything, get open layups and open threes. So just how he utilized me in that way. And just on the court, he has other ways to utilize me as well.
New BYU signee Brody Kozlowski is our guest. And, you know, when you requested that release from your letter of intent, what were some of the things you were looking to hear from these potential schools? Because you had SMU, as you noted, Cal, Stanford, I believe. There was other programs in the mix beyond just BYU. What were you looking for in your next spot where you're ultimately going to play college basketball?
Yeah, the biggest thing I was looking for was relationships. So I'm big on relationships, big on fit, and the relationship that I built with Kevin, Coach Young, and then just the support from the fan base and the relationships I have in BYU and in Utah. Just I couldn't deny that, and it was the perfect fit for me.
We're joined by Brody Kozlowski right now on Cougar Sports Saturday. Let me ask you this, Brody: how much different was the recruitment under Kevin Young at BYU versus the previous regime?
Yeah, it was different, of course, just like early on in my recruitment before I committed to USC. It's just different experience having to go through it again. You just have these relationships already built. And so just having Kevin Young come in, it just felt like we had a strong relationship right away. So just going on from there, and we built it on from that, and I felt like it was perfect for me.
How far back does, when you bring up relationships too, Brody, how far back does your maybe relationships with BYU go? You know, being a a local guy that played at Corner Canyon. How closely have you followed BYU basketball in your days growing up?
Yeah, ever since I was little, I used to go to camps with Coach Judkins, who's the past women's coach. My mom would take me there, and that was who my mom was coached by. Been to BYU football games, basketball games a lot with the ties of my family and everything. And so it's just been in my DNA and everything. So I've grown up throughout my childhood and teenage years just going through and going to all the games and going to all the camps and everything. So it's been fun.
How much impact did Kevin Young's NBA background play a role in your decision to play for him?
It was a big impact. He just hearing that he wants to create this program as an NBA pipeline was huge. And I think he can do that with the pieces that he's bringing in as coaches and as players. And his style of play, I think, will go a long way.
Brody, what's the timeline for when you plan to enroll in classes at BYU and get that BYU basketball career started for you?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get registered this next week, and then hopefully to enroll this summer or fall. So don't know the exact dates yet, but that's what I'm hoping for.
Saw a picture on social media today. I think it was Jonathan Tavernari took a picture of you and Trevenel in the annex. I assume then you've already got access to the annex?
No, Tavernari has reached out to me, and I'm starting to do workouts with him. And he's a great guy, great trainer. He has a lot of good advice and techniques that he does for shooting. So he's a great help, and he got me in this morning, and I worked out with him and Trevor Nail.
Kind of following up on that, who are some of your maybe basketball influences in your life, people that have really kind of helped shape your passion for basketball?
Yeah, so my mom's been the biggest one for me ever since I was little. I've heard from her. She's critiqued me. She's been a really good shooting coach for me. And then I've watched Luka Doncic a lot. He's been one of my favorite players. And then growing up, like past BYU players, like TJ Hodge reached out to me. He's trained me. Of course, JT's trained me. And Mika's reached out to me. And then also Kyle Collinsworth.
For those BYU fans, Brody, that don't know your game, how would you describe your style of play?
Yeah, my style of play is like a versatile three or four. I can play the two. I can guard the five if I need to. I like to be physical. I'm a good rebounder. I'm a really good shooter from the outside. I have good footwork and post work. And I'm just a really good lockdown defender. And I take defense to heart. And I want to make that a big part of my game as well.
Well, Brody, we won't take up too much more of your time. We appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Saturday. Congrats on signing with BYU. I know that probably was a whirlwind to have your coach, you know, at USC move on and have to reshuffle everything. But congrats on finding that new landing spot and your place at BYU. And I know Cougar fans are excited for you, so we appreciate the time.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
That's Brody Kozlowski here on KSL News Radio, Cougar Sports Saturday. We appreciate him getting on board with us. That's a new face in this BYU basketball program. It's a new era with Kevin Young, and there's going to be, you know, a handful of new faces, and Brody's one of those guys.
And how meaningful was that to hear that Kevin Young is the reason? Like, we've heard that numerous times now. We'll have Trevenel on later today. That was a guy who bought in early to Kevin Young. So even though he doesn't have that college background, he's making a big impact already on the recruiting trail. And what Brody said is exactly what I felt at the initial press conference. I'm curious your thoughts too, Mitch, but this just felt like a genuine guy. Like, I bought what he was saying. I bought what he was selling, that he was going to be a relationship guy, that this was going to be a place that he is going to be at for a while. That's a big sell to know that this dude is young, he wants to be here, and he wants to turn this into something great. Like, I was buying that, and it's fun to hear guys like Brody and Trevin and others also buy into that, because this could have gone south if it was a different candidate that wasn't able to build these relationships and sell these guys. We could be looking at a very different situation. How often do you go through a coaching change like this and maybe come out better on the other side? That's pretty unique, Mitch.
And Brody's story of having to kind of reevaluate after, you know, having a coaching change, it's pretty commonplace now in college basketball, whereas BYU, that is not commonplace. And I think that's got to be one thing that maybe helps BYU's efforts, is that they tend to have stability at the coaching position. I mean, what Mark Pope did, go into his dream job, great. But that doesn't happen at BYU ever. I mean, BYU, like, you look through, it's been, what, 20-something years? You got to go back to Roger Reed the last time they fired a coach. Like, BYU does not you know, have a revolving door of coaches. So most likely, I would assume, unless it's a catastrophic mess that we're not seeing with Kevin Young, Brody Kozlowski is going to probably play with Kevin Young at BYU throughout his time, I would assume.
Right.
I mean, that's the expectation, because that's just what BYU does. They're going to give Kevin Young the chance to establish his culture, establish his program and how he sees it, and let him operate. And BYU's not going to have this quick trigger of, you better get to the Final Four, the Sweet 16, or else you're on the hot seat. No, that's not how it works here. So I think that helps the cause, too, when players ultimately want that stability with the coaches.
There's no guarantees in life, Mitch, but this Kevin Young hire is close to a guarantee as I think you can get in terms of having success. I just
– yeah.
The way that he's built his career, that's not an accident. You don't grind up the NBA ladder by accident. He's got no pedigree in the NBA. It's all been hard work. And to have built the tree that he's built, the coaches that he's worked with, the players that love him, Devin Booker, J.J. Redick, to name a few, we've mentioned the names a lot on this show. And now you're seeing it translate. That's the most exciting thing, is when he got hired – it was all potential. We think it's going to be this. We think it's going to be that. But now we're seeing it. Hall's back. Saunders is back. Kozlowski switches. He wasn't coming to BYU under Mark Pope.
He turned down BYU. I mean, that's a big deal. And he's, as he noted, one of the big influences in his life is his mom. Full transparency, she works at BYU TV. And it's like, I think people just thought, oh, he's going to come to BYU. Not necessarily the case. And look, I think Kevin Young, still in this era, with the portal being open and you can get players from so many different walks of life to come to BYU, to its core, BYU has to get the best LDS players still. And if you can do that and then pair it up with talented transfers that want to have an impact and an immediate opportunity at BYU, that's a recipe for success at BYU. It's critical, and I think that Kevin Young set a great tone by making Kozlowski a priority, because it says – LDS players, come to BYU. I'm going to get you prepared and ready for the NBA and give you all the tools to have a chance to succeed.
Let's take a break, Mitch. On the other side, BYU basketball hired an assistant coach. Still a lot of spots to fill, but we'll get you up to speed on the latest of the coaching search amongst the Kevin Young staff. We'll do that next.